888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, my friends. Another powerful broadcast lined up for you. It is the 18th day of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've only got, 12, 13 days left in this year. Then it'll be 04. Hey, there's some chemtrail news in the media today we'll be going over. President Bush administration had said a few weeks ago they were going to be announcing a trip to the moon yesterday on the 100th anniversary of powered flight. That did not happen. There's been a lot of new legalese developments. We have George Humphreys, former city council member, author, expert on the New World Order, joining us in the next hour. Bush overruled on enemy combatant case. President Bush does not have the power to detain American citizen Padilla, seized on U.S. soil's enemy combatant. A federal appeals court ruled today the decision could force Padilla, held in a so-called dirty bomb plot, to be tried in civilian courts in a 2-1 ruling. A 3-judge panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said Padilla's detention was not authorized by Congress and that Bush could not designate him an enemy combatant without that authorization. And I want to go over an article from yesterday. Feds outlined plan for enemy combatants. This was their arguments. And they restate that if the president or the executive branch believes that it's in the interest of the country, that is their interest, you can be secretly arrested. I wanted to go back over what they're trying to do, what they're trying to set up for you and your family. Mel Gibson's The Passion is scheduled to be released late in January, I am told, and the Pope watched it over the weekend and said it is as it was, and told those he was watching it with that it was a masterpiece. Very interesting, and that has sent shockwaves through the ADL and others because the current Pope has been a big supporter of those organizations, and their demonization of Mel Gibson is backfiring, even with leftists that screened the film a few weeks ago here in Austin, Texas. So some more on The Passion, which I can't wait to see. The 9/11 chairman attack was preventable. Ooh, interesting statement. Also, Saddam's arrest fuels new insurgency. Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers might tell us why Bush has cut Taiwan loose. Also, Bush said yesterday that Saddam should die. We'll go over that. And here's the chemtrail news. Earth is 20% darker, says expert. Clouds are forming. Well, no kidding. What do you see the chemtrails doing? We'll go over that and all the evidence of MI6 murdering Princess Diana. Now they're going to have a whitewash commission investigation on that. And they're saying brace for more terrorism. U.S. urges citizens to leave Saudi Arabia. Blair, U.S. has found secret Iraq labs. So now they've supposedly maybe found the weapons of mass destruction. And I want to go back over terror alerts manufactured to show how these people are congenital liars. So, big show lined up for you. We'll dive straight into the news I just mentioned. Then we'll go to your calls early in this hour. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Just a shotgun approach of key news and information to get you thinking out there. When we get back, right here on the Alex Jones Show. So please stay with us, and we'll see you on the other side of this quick break. As I said, strap yourselves in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, there are new listeners, tens of thousands of new listeners to this broadcast. And you're tuning in because friends or family or neighbors told you you needed to hear the information that we cover. You're wondering, what is this show about? Well, it's about human history and then looking at the systems of power that surround us and guide the events of our daily lives. The show is not about Michael Jackson. It's not about Hollywood stars. It's not about, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's about issues that actually affect you and your family. If you study world history from any culture in any time in the last 6,000 years of civilization, you will see a common thread of oppressors setting themselves up as kings and feeding on their populations. And the longer an elite is in power, the more decadent and sadistic and abusive they become. It is the nature of power that it corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we have a very entrenched, old, inbred, global crime syndicate. It's organized crime, controlling the central banks that print the money, that control the universities, that own the dominant media, that control the big pharmacological industries and the military-industrial complex. And they communicate with each other in white papers and different think tank treatises that openly talk about dumbing you down, getting you in compact cities, taking your private property, destroying the family, confiscating your firearms, getting rid of national sovereignty, eliminating juries, surveilling your every move, controlling you through a national ID card. Now, I've been on the air coming up on 10 years. 10 years fighting the New World Order. And a lot of people, a lot of listeners have been out there fighting it a lot longer than I have. And I have plumbed the depths of the New World Order. I have a great understanding of it and their programs. And I know that we can defeat it, or at least set it back, that we have set it back, that more people are aware of the criminal syndicate than ever before. But there's amazing apathy even with those that are aware of the true spectrum and the true system. It is my job, it is your job, to awaken that innate human spark that loves liberty and decency and honor, and that God guide us in our fights against tyranny wherever we find it. Be part of history. The bumper sticker that reads, "The man who dies with the most toys wins," is a fraud. The man who dies, who has uplifted humanity, who has taken care of his or her children, the person that dies who has invented technologies and who has brought forward ideas of goodness, the person that builds civilization wins. The person who promotes creativity and freedom and decency and honor and family wins. And the globalists understand this. They're all about control. They're all about knocking out the spark of creativity, controlling it, dumbing us down. They're scared to death of you and your innate power. We're made in the image of God, ladies and gentlemen. And they want to rob us of the excitement and the dynamic contest that is life. They don't want you ever to get on the field. They want you to shrink into obscurity, never affecting change, never being a decision maker, never having power. And this show, this broadcast, is about exposing that. Now, somehow they've trained the population that corruption in government doesn't exist, or if it does, that it's a necessary evil, and that they have the authority, and that we are not to question that. They have convinced us that it is a weird thought to think that we should not trust government and that we should watch it closely and restrict its powers, when that idea is the very foundational thought of the United States, of our founding fathers. And so you need to ask yourself why that has been drummed into you, why that has been the overriding mindset that has been crafted into the group psyche. Because if people don't know their Bill of Rights, if people don't know what tyranny is from studying history and modern nations and dictators and oligarchies, then when tyranny is upon them, when despotism is grinding its steel boot into your face and telling you that it's liberty, some of you are buying it. Or at least deciding that, well, that's just the nature of the world and that you've got to accept it. And the truth is, you don't have to accept it. You shouldn't accept it. You shouldn't go along with it. You should be truly alive, and at the end of your life, know that you made a difference on the side of goodness, on the side of light, against the darkness that is growing and spilling out. The dams of wickedness, the depths of Hades, have been released upon us. Hundreds of millions of abortions worldwide, 50 million in this country. That's the dams of evil being broken, the gates of hell being flung wide open. And we have allowed this to happen because we have become wicked and decadent. Genetic engineering, mass cloning of embryos, now reaching the level of a assembly line industry. That is evil. Taking plant and animal and of course, insect genes and mammal genes and putting them into strawberries and bananas and potatoes and tomatoes, that's pure evil. Pure evil. Engineering HIV and pig viruses into corn and planting it in 96 locations and allowing it to spread into other crops. That's unbelievable evil. DynCorp caught 2 years ago kidnapping 200,000 women and children, getting caught and nothing happening to them. That's pure evil. Governments slaughtering third world populations. Governments with globalist and IMF World Bank funding putting sterilization hormones into tetanus shots worldwide. That is evil. Our troops breathing depleted uranium, and our government now twice in Iraq and once in, of course, Serbia and now in Afghanistan, spraying the battlefield and ancient cities with depleted uranium and admitted deadly carcinogen. That is insane evil. The FBI running murder for hire and drugs and prostitutes from Boston to Los Angeles. That is evil. The Houston crime lab framing thousands. That's evil. The Dallas Police Department planting chalk on people who never dealt drugs or tried to deal drugs, just randomly arresting people and putting them in prison for life, making up convictions. That's evil. And there are hundreds and hundreds of examples of systematic, industrial-level, formalized, institutionalized, total and complete despotism. I could go on for hours listing their out-of-control crimes, nerve-gassing thousands of U.S. and British troops up until 1985 that have them stand out in a field in England or in Wales, fly over them, spray them. Some would die on the spot some weeks later. Others in wheelchairs to this day. BBC calmly announces, yeah, we nerve gassed them. We're not going to charge any of the troops that did it. They were just following orders under a U.S. government program called SHED. That's evil. You have an FBI crime lab caught framing people, falsifying DNA. That's evil. You have the Dallas Police Department certifying the chalk that they planted on innocent people as real cocaine. The district attorney going along with it. The FBI going along with it. Are you starting to get an idea of what we're facing and how being naive and going along with it or just accepting it will destroy you and your family? This is a climate that none of us can be free in or even survive in, and the corruption paradigm or signature is expanding at geometric, that is doubling in each phase growth in size. The global tyranny is out of its embryonic stage. It has been born. It has been loosed. It is now on 2 feet, toddling about, feeding on populations. It will soon be a towering cyclopsian wickedness, 1,000 feet tall, rending the sheep-like population. My friends, it is upon us. It is upon us. The first waves of this black storm have smashed into what is left of Christendom, what is left of Western civilization. And I beg of you to think for yourselves, to break your conditioning, to fire up your internal combustion systems, to stoke the furnaces of liberty in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, that a fire will burn and will grow and will spread to counter the wicked activities of the dehumanizing slave master syndicate of parasites bleeding the very soul out of humanity. When we get back, Bush overruled on enemy combatant case. Great news. We'll go back over what the enemy combatant is. 9/11 whitewasher attack was preventable. U.S. urges citizens to leave Saudi Arabia. That's just some of what's coming up. Bush being paid off with cash by the communist Chinese to sell out Taiwan, out Clintoning Clinton. The neocons desperately trying to keep the truth from the conservative mass out there to placate you so they can finally decapitate liberty. We're not going to let it happen.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go ahead and go to some calls now, then coming up before this hour ends, I'll get into the enemy combatant ruling, which is a good thing, but I would expect Bush to ignore the Second Court of Appeals, Circuit Court, saying no to grabbing citizens and them never being seen again. Also, they're talking about more terrorist attacks and telling U.S. citizens to get out of Iraq. to get out of Saudi Arabia, to get out of a couple other different countries. And there's just a bunch of other key news items that are coming up, and we have George Humphrey joining us in the next hour, expert on the New World Order. Let's go to calls right now. Mike in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was actually calling you from Fort Collins. I used to live in Austin, but the reason I was calling is I've had some questions about these chemtrails for a while. I mean, I look around. I'm on my way back from Denver International Airport right now, and it's so insane and sick out here that it's literally a layer of fog that's canvassed the whole entire area. I've called Denver City Council, Fort Collins City Council, the EPA. No one will take my calls or return my calls, and I'm just wondering if this isn't some form of dumbing us down like other things that you refer to.
Okay.
And I'll hang up and listen.
I normally only cover things we can prove and demonstrate. That
right.
is bills, legislation, statements, things that have happened, government documents. But I know this. 5-6 years ago, jets would lay trails down for my entire life at 25,000, 30,000 feet, and the trail would disappear within a minute or two maximum. 6 years ago, jets began laying trails at 4,000 feet that jets right beside it weren't leaving trails, and the thing they sprayed out would stay there 4 or 5 hours, and so many trails, they would merge into low-level cloud cover. Every time there's a front of rain coming in, a bunch of jets get up there and spray lines in front of it. It stops it. I have dozens of major reports by top scientists saying that the Earth is getting darker, something is happening, and all I know is there is something to it. They've done tests of it. They found barium salts. They have found like a spider web, a plastic type of filament with flu virus in the past, with white blood cells without nucleus. This has been going on for a long time. They've done tests. We've had helicopters spraying us here in Austin. That's even been on the national news. Everybody gets sick. So this has been going on. This is out of the London Guardian today. Earth is 20% darker, say experts. Human activity is making the planet darker as well as warmer, scientists say. They believe levels of sunlight reaching Earth's surface have declined up to 20%. That's massive. In recent years, because air pollution, that's their excuse, is reflecting it back into space and helping to make bigger, longer-lasting clouds. The global dimming effect could have implications for everything from the effectiveness of solar power to the growth of plants and trees over the past couple of years. It's become clear that the solar irradiance at the Earth's surface has decreased, said Jim Hansen, a climate scientist at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Science in New York. Experts say global dimming is probably down to tiny particles such as soot and chemical compounds such as sulfates accumulating in the atmosphere. Data from 100 stations around the world show that the amount of black carbon in the atmosphere is twice as big as we assume, said Dr. Hansen. Well, actually, I've looked at the numbers. 30, 40 years ago, we had more soot in the air because they didn't have scrubbers at the power plants. I remember as a child seeing the haze around Dallas and Houston and San Antonio when you drive into the cities. That's not there now. Things are much clearer. I remember getting a headache stuck in traffic as a young man or a child. Now with the catalytic converters, that isn't the case. They admit actual pollution's way down. So where is all these new particles coming from? I've seen them. They're spraying something. Trails don't sit there for 4 hours and then start misting into clouds. Go ahead. His phone cut out, I'm told. Okay, well, I hope that answers your question, Mike. And something is going on. Okay, something is happening. Because now they're at 3,000-4,000 feet. I'm 8 miles from the airport, and they fly in at a couple thousand feet. It'll be a clear blue sky in the morning, and by noon it will be solid stripes from one end of the horizon to the other. Within hours they merge, and it will be dark. You know, like a dark, rainy day with no rain by 4 o'clock. And this goes on 50, 60, sometimes 100 days a year. Right here in Austin, Texas, and I've been all over the country. And again, folks, you'll see a jet flying by, one jet, and its trail's going out at 30,000 feet, disappearing behind it, and a jet a mile away from it at the same altitude, a huge spray 10 times as wide, and it'll sit there and be there in 3 hours. And and start drifting downwards with weird-looking tentacle-like clouds. And there's just millions of photos on the web of this stuff. It's just absolutely insane. Some of the most incredible photos I've seen from around here in Austin are at intel123.com. All right, we'll be back, folks, and we'll go to more of your calls and more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my! Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets, you've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working? You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. Gun on my hip.
I know that President Bush gave a speech yesterday outdoors about the 100th year of powered flight. They say powered flight because they'd had gliders going back 100 years before that, and of course, for several hundred years before that, hot air balloons pioneered by the Italians and the French. But you couldn't understand a word Bush said because all the jets flying around overhead. So that his staff didn't think that one out very well. But Bush was scheduled yesterday to announce another lunar mission to the old moon, something that hadn't happened in, what, 30 years? 30-plus years. They've sent probes and other things. Then we'll get into the whole argument of, did we go to the moon? Well, I know they got advanced technology, but I have seen the photographs released by the government where you'll have the little distance markers on the lens of the camera, and part of the marker will be behind the astronaut. Well, that's impossible. You understand what I'm saying? You know how in a camera they'll have a little X or target mark in the middle? How do you have a photo where the astronaut is partially in front of something that's on the lens? why do they release all those photos with that? Why, is the flag flapping? Why aren't there any stars in the field? Again, I don't talk about that. I don't get into that because there's no way to prove it either way. But I know this, folks. I've been on jet airplanes flying 450 miles an hour, out to California or New York or wherever. I know this. They got GPS in our cars. I know this. They say the SR-71 Blackbird in service in 1959, developed in 1955. They say that's the fastest plane in the world. I don't buy it. There's a lot of advanced technology they've been suppressing, so why would they stage a moon mission? And now I've done it. I've started the whole discussion of this, but we already had callers, I'm told, calling in on this subject. But what I do know, and it's what Mike just mentioned, a caller from Colorado just mentioned, what I do know is that 5-6 years ago, I have never seen a condensation trail from a jet that didn't disappear in a couple minutes. Usually they disappeared as fast as the jet laid them down, and they were always at above 20,000 feet. That's where the ice crystals supposedly are able to form, off the condensation disturbance from wingtips and the nose of the plane. Now planes in the middle of the summer, at just a couple thousand feet, are laying down giant trails that sit there for 4 or 5 hours. I've seen them sit there for 6 hours if there's no wind, and they all merge together and form cloud cover. And now the London Guardian is announcing that NASA says the Earth is 20% darker, less light's getting to the plants, and it's causing all types of weird stuff. It's all over the world, and there's less pollution than there was in the air just 20 years ago, so why are they saying there's now more particulates causing this? So I know something's going on there because I've observed the change. And I do have several mainstream media reports from Minnesota, from Florida, where local news has done reports where the Navy and NASA and the Air Force admit that, oh, we're doing some tests, but we won't tell you what those tests are. I do have some articles where they admit chemtrailing, but it's few and far between. So I guess we can have a big discussion about chemtrails if you want. Let's go to Emmett in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I own a Pioneer laser disc of the original moonwalk. And as Bill Cooper contended, you can see a cable, a black wire cable running along the ground or the floor. And Bill Cooper said that actually the lunar walk was filmed in a Disney studio in Florida. So are we being bamboozled again?
Well, they claim that a man who staged another moon landing in 2001 Space Odyssey in the mid-60s, they claim Stanley Kubrick had done that, and they claim that Stanley Kubrick, among other things, making Eyes Wide Shut, was about to weigh in on what he had done, because they supposedly used Kubrick because he'd already done a successful staging that you couldn't tell was fake, but that they admitted was a representation. In 2001 Space Odyssey, his movie making of Arthur C. Clarke's book. And so, again, these are things we can't prove one way or another, but I've seen official NASA photos that they've released where the hash marks on the camera lens, the distance gauge of the lens, is partially obscured by the astronaut. Now, folks, that'd be like if you took a photo with your camera, you know, that has a little X in the middle of the screen, of the viewfinder, and then suddenly your dog or your husband or your wife or whatever you were taking a picture of was partially obscuring that hash mark. That'd be like if you took a photo through your deer rifle scope of a deer, and the deer was in front of the crosshairs, to try to give folks an analogy. I have seen that. I have seen the flag flapping. I have seen no stars. I have seen the shadows going in different directions. But again, it's kind of a black hole. I can prove DynCorp kidnaps children. Well, I can prove they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I can read Prince Philip's statement where he wants to kill 80% of us, or Ted Turner's. I can read where the Supreme Court says they want to go under UN control. I can read the documents on a Pan American Union and the Amaro notes, but I can't prove the moon stuff, and I don't know.
Well, could it be that they had to recreate it in the studio because the lighting would be so poor on the moon? And look the way the astronauts bounced around there, where there's no gravity. And they supposedly had a fan blowing the flag.
Well, there is gravity on the moon, sir.
Oh, okay.
It's about one third, I believe, or a little under one third, what Earth's gravity is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call. And what you said is very interesting. I've got a friend who was in Air Force intelligence in the 60s, and then when he got out of the military, he joined NASA. And I really, I can't say a lot about what he told me, but he's worked with me, and he's got the evidence. And all he would say was, because he was involved with the RCA video cameras in later missions, he was involved with the film cameras, and he said that what went around on the floor of NASA was, for all the engineers, and he's an electrical engineer, is that they had to stage photos because the Van Allen radiation belt fries all film. And he said he saw canister after canister of film that had giant purple and green and red lines through it. You ever seen overexposed film, or you got some light in the closet when you're taking the film out of the camera? That exact thing from the radiation, spots and stripes, was all over the film, and so that's why they staged it. So I have that from within inside NASA. And frankly, on issues like that, and issues like somebody in the Bush administration telling me that a year, almost 2 years ago, in August of 2002, that they were going to go into Iraq a year later, which they did, and telling me that they have the dead Bin Laden on ice and going to roll him out before the election, and then Albright says the same thing on Monday. That's dangerous stuff, folks. Very, very dangerous. But, a lot of people know about it. A lot of people understand, and the globalists don't seem to care because stuff leaks out all the time of what they're doing. But again, I don't like to cover it here on air because it's speculation. Let's talk to Alan in Colorado. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I understand that within the last 48 hours, you have told the people that on Saturday, while the alleged Hussein double was being captured, that the Congress passed into law secretly the Patriot II and was signed by Bush. Can you confirm this, sir?
Yes, and people keep bringing this up, and rightfully so. I'm glad you're concerned. And Ron Paul said that it is the Patriot Act II, enacted by stealth, signed Saturday quietly with no ceremony, announced Sunday in the midst of the supposed Saddam capture. And that is correct.
Are you going to post this on your website, sir? I understand your webmaster is on vacation right now, and this is something I believe needs to be put out to the people.
What do you mean you understand my webmaster is on vacation?
I was told by somebody else that your webmaster was on vacation, sir.
It's updated right now. It was on there 3 days ago.
Would it be in the archives? I cannot find it on the front page, sir.
Okay. It is the headline. There's a on prisonplanet.com.
Okay,
there is on the left hand side, Alan. There
Al,
is
Al, just Al.
Okay, Al. There is a calendar, and it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before, so that'll be the 16th
on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
That's when it's posted, and it's the very top story at prisonplanet.com. It's also was posted on InfoWars, but I don't particularly know where that is because I don't have a computer.
Okay, so I can go to prisonplanet.com, click on the 16th, and pull up that information, sir.
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Hey, you bet. And I've got the article here in front of me. I read it again yesterday on air. And again, a little fanfare. The globalists have a great tactic. They kill Kennedy. They put out their official story, blanket the news, everybody hears it, and then it takes us 30, 40 years to expose the truth, and now 92% of the American people say the government killed Kennedy in major polls. I looked at dozens of them a month ago on the 40th anniversary, dozens of polls, and they were all 85 to 96, 7%. And I actually sat there with a calculator for an hour, calculated over a dozen different polls, a local KXAN TV poll, a New York Times poll, a USA Today poll, a CNN poll. I just averaged a bunch of these polls together, but they were all above 85%. And they averaged up to 92%. And it's the same thing with Patriot Act 2 or Patriot Act 1. It took us a year before Patriot Act 1 got in the news. I mean, I wrote an analysis of Patriot Act 1 just about a week after Patriot Act 1 was written, and no one even knew about the provisions of it, and the average person hadn't heard about it till a year later, and that took our labor to get that out. Patriot Act 2, it took a few months for people to learn about it, because either they have their big announcement, which blocks out everything, or they don't announce it. The Boston Globe, the Associated Press, and the Washington Times all ran stories about the passage of Patriot Act 2, that was on... we didn't see articles until Sunday and Monday on it. We learned of it on Tuesday. And we have Ron Paul's quotes about, what was it, H.R. 2417. We have Ron Paul's quotes from a month before November 4th, when the House passed it, then the Senate passed it later in November, and then quietly on December 13th, George W. Gun Grabber Bush signed it. And that is on the website right now. Thank you, Alan, or Al. Let's now talk, who's up next here? James in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
It feels good having God's hand on your shoulder, doesn't it?
Well, I hope God's hand's on my shoulder.
Oh, he is, believe me. Let me tell you about the chemtrails of my experience. First of all, I take your advice. Don't believe anything you say, research it. Of course, it's hard not to believe what you say because everything I've researched is basically, you know, true. I had taken a telescope about a year ago when I heard about this off my tripod, and as they were playing tic-tac-toe in the sky, and literally it's almost that kind of game now, see who can, you know, draw the best lines, I took it off the tripod, looked at it, I see four jet engines in the front, black smoke coming out, I look toward the tail, and what do I see? Something that, to me, that resembles almost like a piece of, it's probably not PVC, but it, and, you know, that distance away, you can't tell size, but I'd say it was about like 6-inch piping, PVC, with holes through it, just like a crop duster has. I looked at that with a telescope, and I pinned right in on it, and white, just like, you know, it's always white, was coming right out of that pipe. Had nothing to do with the engines, yes.
There have been photos taken. There's what the state police in Arizona, and another police officer who I know personally was on vacation there. He was a police officer there. He lives in Austin now. He gave me these photos years ago. And then he even went to MapQuest or whatever that site is and showed me a satellite photo of it. And there's this big admitted CIA base with hundreds of white jets. And they're taxiing around the satellite photo. You know, they're taking off. And he talked to some state police, and it says no photography in this area. He talked to the state police. They said, oh, yeah, that's a CIA dusting base.
Yeah, is that the one in Ohio you speak of?
No, this is Arizona.
Arizona, huh.
And we posted it and covered it. It was a couple of years ago.
So we're basically just pests down here. They're spraying and, you know, too bad for us, basically.
Well, my point is, 6 years ago, a jet flew over, left a trail, it went away in a couple of minutes, maximum. Now they sit there for hours.
That. Oh, I know. And they fan out just like you said, like a big net. We get it here in Tennessee. I mean, there's days you can't, there's no cloud. Here's what aggravated me. I called the meteorologist in our town, and I said, those are not cirrus clouds or whatever you're calling those clouds. You need to take a closer look. There was no clouds in the morning. And I saw these come from the horizon and float across, get wider and wider and wider. Well, by 11 o'clock news, all of a sudden they're clouds.
Well, let me tell you, and thanks for the call, James. Let me tell you what I've seen. I have been mowing the yard or, you know, doing stuff outside for 4 or 5 hours at a time. It'll be 9 o'clock in the morning, totally crystal blue sky. Could be summer, could be winter, could be fall, could be spring. I see it every couple of weeks. Crystal blue sky. You know, the old blue skies of Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. We don't have those anymore. And here will come jets, and there'll be jets right beside them not leaving trails. But here will come jets leaving these trails. I will watch them over the next hour lay a trail down every, couple thousand feet from each other at the same level, and then I'll watch them expand, and I'll watch them touch, and you can even see when the canopy's formed where the stripes are, where the tips are touching. You know, it looks like bars in a prison, and then you watch them merge together and then start drifting down, pluming down, weird tentacles coming down. And I just sit there and I just watch it over and over and over and over again. And I've never seen this in my life, in my whole life. I'd never seen this. And then I read this London Guardian article, Earth is 20% darker, say experts. NASA says there's weird particulates in the air causing the Earth to become 20% darker, affecting plant growth, everything. And that's experts at the Goddard Space Institute for Space Science in New York. And that's Dr. Hansen saying that. And I've got dozens of these reports. And I have multiple reports where they admit that they are doing some type of weather manipulation, but then you test what's in them. It's barium salts. It's flu virus. This is amazing. It's a giant $100 billion program, and it's going on all over the Western world. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you haven't heard him on air, you definitely want to stay with us. Former city council member, very successful businessman here in Austin. writer and filmmaker, Exposing the New World Order. That's coming up. We'll just take calls right away with our guest and get into the enemy combatant news and the Iraq developments and just have a shotgun approach with the information. We're about to go back to Joni and Dick and Sheldon and TJ and Wyatt, many others that are patiently holding today here on the worldwide broadcast. In fact, let's go ahead and talk to Joni in Florida. Joni, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's
Hello.
Been a while. Okay, let's go back to the sky. Day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, I've got pictures. The Sunday, the, what the heck was the Sunday?
Okay,
the
but 30th? You saw something. Go ahead.
Oh, Sunday the 30th of November. I never saw it like this ever, and I've been watching it, what, 3-4 years now? And it was from all day long. I went through
and for those that don't know, what was all day long?
The sky was just filled.
Filled with what?
With the chemtrails, what we're referring to as chemtrails. Lines, circles, tic-tac-toes, X's. I went up to the store and got the film replaced. I ran out of film. And then even at 10 of 6, that was the 30th of November, it was already dusk, getting ready to go dark, and there was planes laying it out. The following Wednesday, then this past Tuesday, when the moon was full, it was all day Tuesday, and then Tuesday evening, the sky was filled with light because of the full moon.
Joni?
And they were still doing it at night.
Joni, I've seen space photos, stuff released by NASA, weather reports. Mm-hmm. You're just watching it, and all over the cities, there's these giant lines and connections. You can mm-hmm. see it from the satellites. It's so huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, have people thought of doing a Michael Jackson and actually putting something to protect their face, like a paper mask, you know, that they wear for when they're...
Well, my point is that 4 or 5 years ago, they were doing it at 20,000 feet. Now they're doing it 3,000 feet. Trails aren't supposed to form at that level, and I'm sitting here watching jets fly over low, doing it right next to planes that aren't leaving trails.
Exactly, exactly. And people, I had somebody tell me, a professional person, Friday, this past Friday, come out, and a lady and I were talking, and we were looking up, and I was showing her some of the pictures, and this medical person came out, and he looked up at the sky. He said, "What are you girls looking at?" And we told him, and he said, "Oh, that's just a weather front coming in."
Weather
front, my eye.
Sure it is. Thanks for the call, Joan. Great points. Good to hear from you. We'll come back and talk to everybody else. Before I end this hour, be part of history. Take action, folks. Have an effect. Get my videos. If you have them, make copies of them. Get them out to people. Put them on cable access. Give them to opinion makers, talk show hosts, pastors, public officials. Matrix of Evil's my newest with Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. Amazing new 2+ hour video. Then there's Masters of Terror, there's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos. They're $25.95 apiece. Some are 2.5 hours long. They're all over 2 hours. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 apiece. That's a big discount. Here's the toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Operators are there right now. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, get the books, spread the word, educate the people about the New World Order. These are amazing films and books. You need to have them. Second hour, a ton of news, your calls, and a guest straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Murky replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Murky filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Murky filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Murky filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91, or a four-pack for only $107.